Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I mean, we can all admit that where we are. It is time for MJ Melendez to get sent down to AAA. You don't need to wait till tomorrow or the next day or a week from now. The best, and this is not like meant to like tear the person down, the best thing for him right now is to try to go find some confidence again at any level he can play at. And if that needs to be AAA, it's AAA. They cannot, and there is no justification for him being on the major league roster right now when he has options. Call up John Rave. Call up Tyler Gentry. They are also professional outfielders who can play good defense, if that's the argument we've been making for MJ versus like the infielders they put out there on the roster right now. Send him down to AAA and let him try to rediscover himself. It worked for other players in this organization, including Gordon and Moose and a million others, where at least you go back to being a qualified major leaguer. Yeah. It's not meant to be like, it doesn't mean the end of his career, but if you've got options, he shouldn't even make it to May. It's April 14th. They should just do it now, pull the Band-Aid off, and kind of see where you are with some of these other players.
So he's the one guy out of the outfield convo that everybody's discussed since opening day. And Renfro, Melendez are the two that actually has an option. So automatically, he's the player that you could see them pivoting from the quickest. Whereas for Renfro, I want to remind people, if they were done with him, they would have to be done with him, as in he would have to be DFA'd. I'm not totally where you're at, where it's like has to happen today. I think at the end of this road trip, if he's still hitting below, you know, a 100 batting average, and he's at what, 780 or 0.78 or something like that right this second. If it's anywhere near there, if it doesn't show any sign when they're going to play in a small park for the next couple of days in the Bronx, which hopefully gets the entire offense going, then I'm with you probably at the end of the road trip. I don't believe they're going to do it today or tomorrow, first of all, but also I think at the end of the road trip, if it's at this level, then an option at that point is warranted. He's the only one where I think they could make a change this soon, even though his defense is playing well. Renfro, they would have to make a bigger decision. Like you would have to say, we're just flat out done
eating money and cutting him. And
so, yeah, I mean,
whoever you're calling up as a permanent fixture, not a temporary one, hypothetically.
Yeah, I think it's going to obviously happen at some point for one of them. I also want to be clear, though, that they're not going to do both at the same time. Like, if you're saying that they need to be done with Renfro and Melendez,
oh, just clean the house in the outfield.
Maybe at some point this season, neither are playing in the big leagues. That could happen if they don't get going. I don't think you're going to see, nor should you. All right, they're going to DFA Renfro this weekend, and they're going to send down Melendez at the same time and have to replace a left fielder and a right fielder. And I know, insert joke on the text line, everybody's a comedian, you'll say, well, it can't be any worse, but that's just not how they're going to operate. Fortunately, that's not how quick and rush the decisions organizations are. But yeah, it's not acceptable. They're not getting anything at the plate from him, and he looks less and less confident. So I think the end of this road trip, Cody, that's where I'll tell you if it for sure needs to happen. And it's trending, obviously, in that direction. And right now, there hasn't been a reason to believe it's not going to, or there hasn't been a reason to see that it is going to get better. But I want to see what he does in the Bronx, in a tiny-ass stadium even. And can he not do something there?
Look, they can't pitch. That's been the thing that has held back. No, they lost two starters before the season. It makes sense that they're struggling. Yeah. But they're 28th, 26th. I don't know. They're one of the bottom 10 teams in team ERA and all of baseball. So they lead the league in homers, I think. So slightly different, at least on that end. But they can't. Yeah. I understand the idea. But like, if it were, he were just in the bigs for you. But like, this is like 3 years and 2 weeks, you know?
But still April 14th. And I know people hate saying that. But like, if they were willing to make a change this quickly, well, then he shouldn't have been starting left fielder to open up the season. And some of you will be like, I know he shouldn't have been. But it kind of goes back to the CAG stuff on a smaller scale. You know, for those that think CAG should be called up after 9 games in the minors. Well, if they were going to call him up after 9 games in the minors, he wouldn't have started the season in Double A. You know, if they were willing to move on from MJ 2 weeks into the regular season in Major League Baseball, well, then why was he the starting left fielder to begin with? So I that's the one thing always I feel like we have to remember. I think a change is likely to happen, but still 16 games in, I just don't think they're going to pivot that quickly from someone that was literally the starting left fielder for them.
I think it'd be a lot different. I think it's actually harder with Renfroe, even though he's been equally as bad, because once you're done with him, you're done with him. You don't have to be done with MJ forever. I'm not saying he can never come up to the bigs, never play left field for you. I'm not saying he can't come up in a month or a week, whatever. But he needs this. Like he needs a wake-up call that your career is on edge, razor's edge at this point. If you keep hitting like this, all you'll be getting is Major League spring training invites to Major League camp. You won't even be getting guaranteed a roster spot from a team next year if you're going to continue this way. Like at this point, you know that I'm not like rush a guy to the big leagues or rush a guy out of the starting lineup. I just don't know that they've got much of a choice left with MJ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.